News Talk 1620 WTAW. The founder of a local laboratory has come full circle in his business. Dr. Earl White founded MDX Bio Analytical Laboratory in Arizona, moved to College Station in 2010, then became involved in other companies. Dr. White, who's reactivated the business, is hosting an open house next Tuesday from 3 until 4:30, followed by Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting. MDX is located in the Aguiline Business Park west of Eastwood Airport. Dr. White says MDX is in the business of screening products from pharmaceutical companies who are looking to get approval from the Food and Drug Administration.
Most of the analytical equipment and things that we were using at both Caliber and iBio was actually owned by MDX. About MDX when we were leasing the equipment to them. So we decided to go ahead and start MDX back up. MDX is, had two goals. One was to, the primary one was actually is to do analytical and more complex analytical analyses for pharmaceutical companies. And this could be, for the most part, any small pharmaceutical company, virtual pharmaceutical company, those were our initial goals, were to target them because more than likely they would not have the type of complex instrumentation that we've got. We have actually about 5 or 6 mass spectrometers in the lab, and we have lots of experience with myself and partners, John Ferrer and Vera Ferrer. Most of my experience is with actually doing the characterization of drugs, and with the complex instrumentation that we have, we can characterize the heck out of almost any drug, but we work mostly with biopharmaceutical products. So anyway, we went back there and started the lab here. So what we had to do was actually have a facility built out, and we're doing that in the Aguiline Business Park. We've got about 3,000 square foot of laboratory here, and we actually have about 5 laboratories within the facility, starting with a wet lab for sample prep and what have you. Then we have a stability lab where we can put drugs on in stability studies and monitor them over a period of months, years, whatever it may take. And we have 3 instrument labs. One is we have 2 instrument labs, and then we also have a microbiology lab where we can actually do activity assays on some of the drugs that we're analyzing. And we have what we call the QTOF multi-TOF mass spectrometer lab. And we've got 3 quadrupole time of flights in that lab and a multi mass spectrometer. And then on the other side of the hall, we have the chromatography lab, which is HPLC. We've got 2 HPLC systems, and we have 1 TC mass spec. And so we do analyses with that instrumentation as well.
I'll just refer back to a statement you make early in your news release where you all support the development, analysis, and confirmation of complex biotherapeutic products and for firms stepping through FDA's regulatory process from development through commercialization and beyond. And it sounds like you're among the most important pieces of the puzzle for a pharmaceutical company to get something out on the market.
Yes, that's exactly what we like to think of ourselves as. We're hoping to be adding to or maybe extending the bio quarter. There are a couple of, CMO that I mentioned a little bit earlier, and then of course, there's Fujifilm, Dyson, that we're planning to and hopefully will be supporting. And then there's the Seattle, which is, putting a couple of buildings being put up to support BARDA and their needs when it comes to potential pandemic events and even terrorist events. And so they would be required to respond fairly quickly to whatever that event might be. So we're here to hopefully to help support them by helping with characterizing a drug that they make, if that's necessary, and then also we're poised to do drug releases, and that is to perform analyses that are required by FDA to release those drugs. And then we're hoping to, I mean, and if necessary, we can put them into a stability program and monitoring. And so that's the kind of thing that we're getting set up, and that will be preclinical as well as phase 1, 2, 3 clinical work, if necessary and if possible.
Anything else that I've missed that listeners would be interested in knowing about MDX?
One other thing that I didn't mention is we're also going to be supporting the workforce development activities in the area. Currently, we have two Blinn interns that started with us, and they had completed all of their course requirement at Blinn and just needed to do interns. And so we were happy that we were able to offer them that opportunity, so we put together a program with Blinn to do that. And we're also going to do the same thing with the master's program at Texas A&M in therapeutic manufacturing. And other than that, we've got three people that's working in the lab, myself, John, and Vera. And we hopefully will get up to somewhere between 6 and 10 by the time we get fully operational. And we could go a few more than that if the need arises to do that.
Comments from Dr. Earl White of MDX Bioanalytical Laboratory, located at Aggieland Business Park on Highway 60 west of Eastward Airport. The open house next Tuesday from 3 until 4:30, followed by Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.